This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. In central Texas, about an hour west of Austin, is a community called Horseshoe Bay. It's mostly retirees living along Lake LBJ, right on the edge of Burnett and Llano counties, both of which voted 75% in favor of President Trump last year. Why am I telling you all that? I'm telling you because Andy Euler went out there to find out what folks think of the tax bill.
It was a bit of a wait to get a table at Julie's Cocina on a weekday just after noon. The place has been here since 2009, and the waitstaff knows the regulars by name. The bartender, Nina, takes me over to one loyal customer perched on a chair, a vocal Trump supporter.
My name is Leon Fuller. I work at Horseshoe Bay Veterinarian Clinic.
He's got faith in the tax bill.
You know, I hope it does pass, and I hope we do get some money back to the middle class, which is all it's going to do is turn around and make our economy stronger.
Retired marketing and sales rep Frank Hosia is a little more cautious.
It's way too early. Between the Senate and Congress, they're going to have so many different reiterations of this. So anything we think about that we know, don't.
But he does think the tax system needs an overhaul. He voted for Trump and thinks the bet on trickle-down is a good one.
Having the highest corporate tax rate in the world makes no sense. We're seeing the amount of jobs that are leaving the country and have been leaving the country. Let's figure out how to bring the monies back to the country as well as the jobs back to the country.
Just a couple miles down the road in another little town, Marble Falls, I stop in at the R Bar.
I'm Nadine Rader. I'm from Marble Falls, and I'm a server at Noon Spoon Cafe. I'm 25.
She didn't vote in last year's presidential election.
I'm a single mom of two, so I'll get two child credits back at the end of the year, and that's not going up for me. But as far as somebody who, let's say, is making $150,000 in the home, they're going to get more money back than me, who is below $20,000 a year, just barely making it with two kids, single mom. So, I mean, yes, they are putting in more money into the system, but no, it's not helping me.
Across the street is Bill's Burgers, where Roland Parker's grabbing a beer. He's a self-employed cabinet maker. He also didn't vote in the presidential election. He says even with no state income tax in Texas, he still feels burdened by taxes.
It seems like from when I get any money from an individual to work to when I finally wrap it up and then at the end of the quarter, it seems like I pay taxes three times. I got to pay taxes, 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 and it seems like that's all I do.
Back at Julie's Cocina, the crowd has thinned out, but there are still a few folks eating today's enchilada special.
My name is Adolf Perez. I install retractable screen doors for Phantom Screens. I'm really not that much concerned about it because what control do you have? We already voted people in, and those people are going to do whatever they want because that's how it is. You can tell me you're going to do this, you're going to do that as a politician, and once you get there, the money starts rolling in and you forget what you told me.
Like the majority of folks in this part of Central Texas, Perez voted for the president. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.